Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
Alrighty. About 8:47 left to go in the opening half of Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals. Spurs up 42-31. I mean, do I need to say I told you so or what? Y'all want to hear me brag or be braggadocious or what? You tell me what you want from me. I said it before the show. I've said it each and every night on Westwood One Sports Night, which you can catch right here on 106.7 The Fan, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Eastern Time. Every obstacle that Victor Wembanyama has been met with, every piece of adversity that he's had to deal with, every challenge, he has responded. I go back to the opening round of the postseason against Portland. He gets the concussion, and what did people immediately speak to? Oh, see? This is the narrative that we were talking about. Is he going to be able to stay healthy throughout the duration of his career? After that game in which he gets concussed, the very next game that he is able to play in return, right, he comes back and has his best game of the damn series. All he does is respond in the face of adversity. Off the concussion for Wemby, 27, 7 blocks, 4 steals, and 12 rebounds. Went crazy. Western Conference semis. He gets ejected in game number 4, plays only 12 minutes. The next game, 27 points, 17 rebounds, 3 blocks, 5 assists on 9-16 shooting. When they got their ass whipped in game number 3 of this series, 108-123, the very next night, Wemby, 33 points, 8 boards, 5 assists, 3 blocks, 2 steals. He just responds in the face of adversity. And tonight, he's had to respond as well. He wasn't very good. Wasn't good enough is what I would say. In game number 5, 20 points, 4-15 shooting, only 6 boards. Wasn't impactful. Tonight, I'll talk to you about tonight. Once again, responding in the face of adversity. He's got San Antonio up 11. He's got 13 points on 5-of-8 shooting, 2 steals, a block, doing the damn thing, man. The bigger story here is San Antonio's 10-of-20 from downtown right now. They can't miss from beyond the arc. And this is the beautiful thing about the NBA postseason, right? Home court advantage, man. Home court advantage is so important. And I know people will try to talk down on it, but I think it's so, so important talking about home court advantage. These role players throughout this postseason, right? Alex Caruso, Cason Wallace, those dudes, Jarrett McCain, those dudes at home have shot the cover off of the basketball. On the road, the games in San Antonio, it's been a different story. Tonight, the role players for OKC, Cason Wallace has got 2 threes off the bench. Jarrett McCain's hit a 3, right? Everyone's involved. There's one dude that has to step up the rest of the way. We've got 6:05 left to go in the first half of Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals. They're up 49-41. Chet Holmgren's got to be involved. The difference, and I don't want to say the difference, but a big piece of why OKC had the success they had in Game 5 is because Chet off the rip, aggressive, assertive on the offensive end of the floor. Tonight, 2 of 3, 6 points. Like, for him to have, he was the third leading scorer all year during the regular season. Gave you 17-9 in this series. Chet Holmgren has been dog doo doo. Honestly, I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. I'm not trying to be overly critical. Rather, he hadn't been good enough throughout this series. He just hasn't been. And this personal rivalry that he's got with Victor. I don't know. He's got to lock the hell in. Maybe he needs to go visit some monks coming up. Honestly. Like, that's the only thing I can suggest, dude. I talked about the potential suggestion of coming to OKC if they lose and them getting off of Chet. Regardless of what they're going to do, he's got to check in. When I say check in, he's got to check in with me. He's got to call me. Right, he's got to call me. No, kidding. He got to check in. He's got to check in terms of they need him to step up. Like, he has to arrive and assert himself in this series, man. He has to. And quite frankly, like, if he doesn't, then maybe there is a move that happens this summer. So it's gonna be fascinating to see, man. Cause I think Chet's a good player. I think he's totally in his head when it comes to this battle against Victor Wembanyama. I think he's totally out of body and honestly has succumbed to the pressure, succumbed to the public scrutiny. Has succumbed to the storyline surrounding their relationship or their rivalry, rather. You know what I'm saying? I expect more out of one Chet Holmgren. And just a little precursor here. If crap does hit the fan when it comes to the Spurs, when it comes to OKC in this series, if they do get bounced tonight, right? The sweeping consequence, as I say all the time in the NBA postseason, when you fail to meet expectations, there are sweeping consequences. It's going to be Chet getting moved ultimately, man. And I wonder, man. I wonder. Excited for what's next? This game 6 has been phenomenal to start. We'll keep you up to speed here in the final half hour of the program. 5:29 left to go in the first half. Spurs up 51-41. And it's been the Victor Wembanyama show for San Antonio. 15 points. Dylan Harper is having, this is the key though tonight. We talked about role players and Al Caruso and Cason Wallace and them brothers on the road in the playoffs. Traditionally going to struggle. The role players for San Antonio, if this was regular season ball, first of all, Dylan Harper wouldn't even be playing. The hamstring injury he suffered is real. He wouldn't even be playing right now. This is regular season ball. Tonight, though, he's been the difference. 12 points, I think it's what, 5 of 6 from the field? 2 of 3 from downtown. Defense has been good. Ball pressure has been good. And he's also filling it up for San Antonio, man. Think about how deadly OKC has been offensively. How deadly they were in his postseason and in the regular season. They're currently being held to 4 of 12 from downtown. 3-point line, the difference in this one, talking about game 6 of the Western Conference Finals. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We had a lot more to get to as we roll throughout this final half hour of the program, I want to get back into the National Football League, and I also want to rehash the conversation that we were having earlier surrounding the old Washington Nationals. If you missed any of my conversation with Spencer Nussbaum, he joined us top of the 7 o'clock hour, one of the absolute best covering the Curly Dubs for The Athletic. Really fruitful conversation. I want to revisit and double-click on what he had to say about C.J. Abrams and whether or not he fits the timeline of the young Washington Nationals. We'll do that, plus we'll let you hear from a quarterback from the Inland Empire not named Jaden Daniels. That is next here on The Fan.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
1067 is the number. Spurs, 9-point lead, 150 and counting. Left to go in the opening half. Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals. SGA and company in the position to close this out and go take on the New York Knicks next Wednesday. Hot damn it. Victor Wembanyama just knocked down, I believe, his 4th three-pointer of the first half. He has been an absolute unit. That's only how you describe, like, football players, like you're a unit. He's been on one tonight, talking about one Victor Wembanyama. 20 first half points for Wemby. 8 of 13 from the field. 4 of 7 from downtown. I told you. Did I tell you? Whenever this dude is met with adversity, he goes insane. He's my favorite player. And it's crazy, right? I was about to say he's the best draw in all of pro sports. Shohei Ohtani was in his bag last night. So Shohei, I know I'm treading lightly when I talk about the best draw in sports. Shohei, albeit against the lowly Colorado Rockies. Shohei last night, who is the only other guy that's got an argument for being the best draw in sports. Shohei last night, 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 7 punch outs. Shohei Ohtani, as a starting pitcher this year in 7 starts, I have to, like, rub the hell out of my eyes whenever I read this number, and I got hot Cheeto fingers at the moment, so rubbing my eye probably is a terrible idea. He's got a .82 ERA. What? And people are going to say, well, he doesn't pitch every night. He doesn't pitch as many innings as some of the other starters across the league. The numbers aren't that off, people. Shohei Ohtani, insane in the membrane. Oh, you say that he's got a .82 ERA, huh, Linnell? And he's 5-2, huh, Linnell? Well, what's he doing? What's he doing at the plate? Oh, just batting .270 at the plate. No big deal. Just got 9 homers. It's not a big deal what he's doing at the plate. I don't know, man. I genuinely. Every time I talk about him, I feel like it's some sort of crazy-ass combo. I'm either calling him the greatest athlete of all time, or I'm calling him the stupidest athlete of all time when he got finessed by his interpreter. That was a situation that very much made me look at him a little bit sideways and differently. But between Victor Wembanyama and Shohei Ohtani, Who's the best draw in sports? 1-800-636-1067. Because every time, and I want to give Wemby his flowers. I want to talk about the Wemby problem, right? Every time I talk about Wemby, a lot of the OGs and old heads get mad. Why do they get mad, Linnell? They get mad because old people, this is going to sound so ageist of me, old people do not want to move on and give flowers to new up-and-coming talent in sports. It's why all the OGs out there swear that Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time, knowing damn well that he's not. With Wemby, like, mentality is everything. And a big, big reason why people look at, it's a big reason why people look at MJ as the greatest of all time. It's a demeanor, it's a temperament. How you carried yourself. Same thing with Kobe, right? Mamba mentality. I think Wemby's got that same exact thing, man. I think Wemby has the exact same thing. And the best example that I can continue to point to is every time he's been met with adversity throughout this NBA postseason, his inaugural NBA postseason, every time he's been met with adversity, right, he has responded. And tonight is no different. Now, credit to OKC, and this is the thing about this series and this game, you know, in particular. It ain't over till the heavy set lady sings. It's just not. Back and forth affair. Two teams that are here to stay for the long haul in terms of the landscape of the Western Conference. We're witnessing, and I love last game, or game four, rather. Got a little chippy. We're witnessing the beginning stages of the next best rivalry in all of pro sports. Talking about Spurs and Thunder. What sucks for the rest of the league, Western Conference in particular, Wemby's 22 years old. Every criticism, I was talking to the dean of all things DC sports yesterday at Commander's practice, our guy David Aldridge. And DA was like, you better get him now. And I said, you know what, DA? I'm speaking your language, brother. You speak my language. Y'all better get him now. Y'all better catch Wemby while he's 22 and running down the court like Bambi. Because when the mentality continues to improve, when he gets more mature and has a better understanding from a hoop standpoint of when to be aggressive and when not be, I mean, the brother's a problem. Now, credit to OKC, as we get ready to wind down this first half, under 20 seconds left to go in the first half. Spurs have possession. They're going to have to take the last shot. They're up 5. As well as San Antonio shot the ball, for OKC to only be down 5, I think you got to be happy with where you sit. And Wemby just had a tip in with 6 seconds left. That guy's a monster. He is. I know people don't want to acknowledge it per se. I know people are maybe a little bit late to the party when it comes to one Victor Wembanyama, but I think we're witnessing, word to Brock Lesnar, the next big thing. We just are. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What a night. What a night it's been. Dylan Harper getting the halftime interview. He deserves it, man. He was getting, like, this is going to be a total sidebar, and I was going to feel like I'm being messy. He was getting roasted on social media because he's got his girl is like 6 years older than him, so people are accusing her of being like a gold digger. Dylan Harper knows ball, so I don't think he would fall victim to the system. Matthew is in D.C. Hello, Matthew.
Hello?
Hello, Matthew. How are you, pal?
Yes, sir. Hey, so I'm calling about your question regarding Victor Wembanyama versus Shohei Ohtani as the bigger draw.
Uh-huh.
I think a subtle point, but an important one, is with Shohei Ohtani, you're only going to see him batting or pitching. You're not going to see him doing both. Whereas with Wembanyama, you're going to see his defensive prowess and his offensive prowess in any one game. So I think with Ohtani, you'd have to talk about going to multiple games.
So that's fascinating. So I think it's interesting that you bring that up. Like, technically, though, just the nature of the sport doesn't allow him to do that. So, like, I'm not going to hold it against him, Matthew. That's how I would put it. You pick up what I'm saying with that?
Agree. Oh, 100%. What I mean is, in terms of a bigger draw, it's who do people want to see? And I think in that context, Ohtani is probably the person people want to see, just like you said, with Wembanyama rising to becoming a challenger to that title. But the point I was trying to make was that if you're going to watch Shohei Ohtani play, if you want to see him excel in both facets of his game, you're going to have to attend multiple games. Yeah. It's a better draw, but you're going to have to buy more tickets.
Yeah. See, you hit it right on the head, and I appreciate the call, Matthew. Like, it's a fascinating conversation to me. Like I said about Shohei, like, you can't hold certain things against him, right? Both of them, though, I wonder if Shohei, you know, hangs out with the Shaolin Monks. Maybe if he was hanging out with the Shaolin Monks, he wouldn't have got his bank account raided by his interpreter. That was a rude joke to make. It was. Halftime, though, of the NBA Finals. Damn it. Halftime of Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals. It sees the San Antonio Spurs on top 60-53. Real quick, little tail of the tape to this point. We did see the return of one Jalen Williams. He only played 7 minutes at one point. I don't expect him to play much. He didn't look like himself when he was out there on the floor. They were reluctant and hesitant to play him. That should tell you where he is from a health standpoint. So I said it before this series started. I said it when he first hurt his hamstring against Phoenix. OKC can't win the finals without J-Dub. They can't. OKC can't win the finals without him, especially if Chet Holmgren is going to do this bit that he's been doing offensively. And for lack of a better term, I call it a bit. Because, like, brother, you're not being the guy that we need you to be. You know? You were the third leading scorer throughout the course of the regular season. Third leading scorer. And with Jalen Williams being on the shelf, we expect you to act like more of an offensive engine. He has not. He came out aggressive in the first half, like I said, of game 5, here in game 6, 2-4 from the field, 6 points. He's got 7 rebounds and a block and a steal. But, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm asking too much. But I just feel like his overall impact in this series and his overall impact when going up against the younger Victor Wembanyama, right, he should be more assertive. He should be more aggressive. He should be more eager, you know, to try to assert himself in this situation, man. He hasn't. And I can't, look, I give the excuse to Wemby, right, of him not being aggressive last game in the first half. He's 22. Hey, Chet, 24, man, had been around a block before. So I don't know what his excuse is. If they don't win tonight and they end up losing the game 7 at home, Chet's probably going to be the odd man out. His max contract extension kicks in next year. You can't come up raising small in the damn playoffs when you making max chicken, brother. Rome is in Temple Hills. What's up, Rome?
What's going on, boss? How you doing?
I'm good, brother, man. Appreciate you chiming in.
Man, all I'm saying is I understand what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Wemby's doing this, winning defensive player of the year, first team all team this year, da-da-da-da-da. But I feel like you're anointing him too fast. I feel like you proved your own point when you say he's 22.
Right.
Exactly. He's 22. He's young. He hasn't done too much of anything right now. He's having a great series, great playoffs. That's cool. But if Wemby lose tonight, then what? All the talk that we're doing about him and he's this and he's about to be the face of the NBA. Give him some time. Don't anoint this man this fast. That's all I'm saying, man.
Victor Wembanyama has the most first halves in this postseason with 20-plus points. He's 22, though. And when I get what you're saying about quickly anointing him, I can only go by what I'm seeing and what he's showing me. And, like, every time I watch him play, it's like, damn, if he can stay healthy, nobody else on God's green earth is capable of doing what he's capable of doing.
100%. And I agree with you 100%. But he's not there yet. And I got to see him. He better do it today. He better do it now. If that's how you're talking, he got to get this win in. So keep that same energy, boss.
I will keep it for sure, Rome. I appreciate the call, man. Enjoy your night. 1-800-636-1067. Y'all know I could sit here and gush and ooze and ah about Wemby Tom blue in the face. That last part that Rome just hit on, man, that's where my little pride get hurt, right? That's where I tuck my tail between my legs. Whenever people say I'm anointing him too quickly, right, I realize, like, maybe I am. But then at the same time, it's like, hell nah. I ain't going to say I'm anointing the brother too quickly. Hell nah. He's here. Not only is he here, he's him. He's here, and he's him. So I'm excited about it, man. Second half is going to be huge. Eager to see the response that we get from Oklahoma City. SGA, 10 points, 4 of 11 in the first half. That's been the other story of this. Like, while people are saying we're too quick to anoint Wemby, the way that SGA has played throughout this series, man, shout out to J.J. Redick and what they did in that Western Conference semis, blitzing them, getting the ball out of his hands, what they did. The length of San Antonio has really bothered SGA. To his credit, though, I think whenever, similarly to Wemby, whenever he's met with adversity, he responds. And I'll take it a step further. His presence for OKC is so calming, such a calming presence that he has for OKC. They never get rattled. They never get flustered. It's why when, you know, San Antonio's up, 12 earlier in the game, like, you know, it's really not over until it's over, because they're going to continue to fight, scratch, claw, etc. I had a statement that I made on my show, Westwood One Sports Night, last week. You can check out Westwood One Sports Night right here on 106.7 The Fan, Monday through Wednesday. You can hear me 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Eastern time. Every Saturday and Sunday, you can catch the first hour of the program here on The Fan as well, as we take you 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern time. I said it about a week and a half ago that Shea is the best guard that the NBA has seen since Michael Jordan. And people thought, well, what about Steph? Or what about Kobe? I wasn't saying it to ruffle feathers. I was saying it because I believed it at that time. What he has done from an efficiency standpoint, four consecutive seasons of 30-plus points per game on 50-plus percent shooting, it's unprecedented, unmatched. We haven't seen it since Michael Jordan. So excuse me for going that route. Excuse me for going to those lengths. Now, what I can acknowledge is something that Michael Wilbon said. I'm not a big Michael Wilbon fan. What do you mean, Linnell? You're black. What the hell does that mean? Joking, obviously. I'm just not a big Wilbon fan. I don't like the way him and Kornheiser talk about the Wizards. It's old and lazy, and it annoys the hell out of me. Michael Wilbon said something that really resonated with me earlier. Remember when Shea had the three-point revolution, right? And everybody wants to shoot threes now. You go to an AAU tournament, a high school game, people are warming up from the three-point line first. He was like, man, he thinks the next generation of kids are going to be flopping at a super inordinate rate because of SGA and his desire, his willingness to flop. You might not be wrong, Michael Wilbon. You might not be wrong. Second half of Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals gets underway momentarily. We will keep you up to speed on that. Plus, put a bow on this show. Next.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts.
Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. RealFacts 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And RealFacts 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love!
One final segment. Put this bad boy to bed. I watched the 520 podcast with Jeff Teague, Behan. I forgot the other guy's name.
Behan kills me.
Behan, oh, Behan's the best. Behan's the absolute best. They were telling a story about, remember that silly Hawks team that like won first in the Eastern Conference? They won 60 games. Mike Budenholzer, Josh Smith, Al Horford, Paul Millsap, Joe Johnson, Jeff Teague. I think Dennis Schroeder was on that team. The Wizards put belt to their ass. They had this dude named Ivan Johnson. And Jeff Teague was telling the story about Ivan Johnson the other night on the show, where Ivan Johnson, they cut him, right? Like the Hawks cut this dude, and then he showed back up to practice like nothing happened. They were too scared to tell him to leave. Now, Jeff Teague's played with some savages, right? I don't know if you all are familiar with my man, James Johnson. Gosh, I don't know. I forgot. I blanked on his name for a second. Dude's like a second-degree. How would you handle that? Like, as a coach, as an organization, if you cut somebody and they go, yeah, we're not leaving for real. We're actually just going to, we're actually going to make this a situation where things are awkward and uncomfortable for you. So there's that. Second half getting ready to tip off. I don't know who's performing right now in San Antonio.
Light show?
A light show, I guess?
Halftime light show.
I thought it was some sort of hip-hop act. That just made me sound like so old.
Unk.
And against hip-hop, yeah. That means like an uncle. I don't know, man. Wemby in the second half, I expect big things. I expect them to close this out, and then I expect, what would it be, on Saturday? I expect a crazy slobber knocker of a game 7 coming up on Saturday, if necessary, from Oklahoma City. Second half officially underway. Spurs up 60-53. We'll see if Victor Wembanyama and company can continue their hot shooting start here in this second half, and whether or not they can keep their foot on the gas, quite frankly, in terms of, yes, they are. Devin Vassell, 4-3 to start. It's now a 10-point game once again. They just showed Mitch Johnson on the sideline. By the way, I'm PO'd, Max.
Uh-oh.
If the game didn't start 4 minutes early, my parlay would
smack. No.
Would have already hit by now. I had Vassell for 7 points. He's got 12. Everything would have hit. I had Jarrett McCain for 1-3. I don't know if he's done that yet. Yeah, he has. My damn parlay would have hit, but they started the game 4 minutes early, which annoys the hell out of me.
Damn it, Silver.
Yeah. By the way, new tanking rules got introduced. We didn't even touch on that at all. Mike Winger, Will Dawkins, and company, y'all are so smart. You all are so smart. Because tanking is now dead, and you tanked out to the tune of the number one pick. So shout out to you, Monumental Sports. Shout out to you all. Appreciate you tapping in. Once again, like not trying to be over sentimental, but heartfelt thank you to you all helping me grow my national platform as we are aired here on 106.7 The Fan Nightly. Get calls from the DMV region all the time. Get calls from DMV transplants all the time. You all are the absolute best. Thank you to some of your calls that we took tonight. Thank you to Spencer Nussbaum. Thank you to Chris Russell. Thank you to our guy, Mad Max. Thank you to the guy that came in and vacuumed the floor so that the junkies have a clean floor in studio tomorrow morning. Just thank you to everybody, man. I am back with you. I don't know when I'm back with you. Until you hear that Death of Auto tune again, you all be well and go Commanders.
The journey, it starts here at your local ballpark. On the fields where dreams are born.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Every swing, every step, every moment, it all counts. The fundamentals kids learn today, they build the skills and confidence for tomorrow. Pitch, hit, and run. Find a local competition near you and sign up at pitchhitrun.com. Let the journey begin. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.